This is CliffCentral.com.
In the next couple of minutes, we'll be meeting some students who are part of the Nelson Mandela Debating Challenge. I'm going to introduce you to them in a moment or two. It's a national youth debating competition that will honor Madiba's legacy by building a foundation for future leaders. They've partnered, the Nelson Mandela Foundation, with Tsimong to host 50 high school learners from all provinces across South Africa who arrived in Johannesburg for the immersive tournament recently. I like debates, sensible debates with smart people, where you could sit around and the contest of ideas takes place. You have people arguing articulately in order to put their version of a point of view, a take on a situation, a circumstance, an ideology, a discussion in the most cogent fashion so that they can convince people who are unconvinced that their argument is the right one. Doesn't that sound like a good idea, Ben?
Pretty much, Gareth, it does. And it's a very nice contrast to our previous story.
They've established the National Schools Debates Competition, which will be implemented in support of a coordinated framework to celebrate Nelson Mandela's centenary, where it matters the most, in schools. The Nelson Mandela Foundation has adopted the debating competition and provides financial support as a part of the Mandela centenary celebrations because this year Madiba would have been 100. He would have been 100 years old on July the 18th this year. So the debating challenge is taking place from the 3rd of April to the 9th of April 2018. So it's happening in the next few days. And it began as a national vlogging competition that will see a team of five debaters being selected to represent each province at the national competition. It will be held in various Madiba-inspired venues in Gauteng. That's enough of that info. Let me meet the people. That's what I'm interested in. All right, your people. Who we got here? Say hello. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Mahlakugo Mosana.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm very pleased to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Thea Ernest. I'm from KZN. It's such an honor to meet you.
Nice to see you. And what's your name?
My name is Naledi Sanandile. I'm from Western Cape.
Hi, Naledi. And you are?
My name is Madzanga. I'm from Limpopo.
Madzanga, nice to see you.
And I'm Hayden Anderson, and I'm from the Eastern Cape.
Oh, good, the Eastern Cape. That's yes. A little bit of representation.
Yeah,
all right.
Representation.
All right, and you?
Bongani Masilela.
Bongani, let me just turn on your mic. There we go.
Okay, cool. Bongani Masilela. The founder and director at Tsimong, the company that's facilitating the program.
Tell me about Tsimong and how you got to meet these young people.
Okay, so Tsimong is a company that creates educational products by using debating and public speaking as a medium of instruction. So we partner with large organizations, companies, civil society, and government who have content that they want to distribute to young people.
Right.
And we use debating as a medium of teaching because it gives young people an incentive to want to learn about the thing that's being taught to them because there's a competition element versus sitting in a workshop and having to listen to boring content for 2 hours. So we've partnered with everyone from APSA, the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and Constitution Hill to use the content that they have to teach it through debating.
You got like a website or something people can go to?
www.tsimong.co.za.
And you spell that T-S-H-M-I-M-O-N-G.
T-S-H-I-M-O-N-G. I-M-O-N-G, yes.
Right. Okay, so we meet young people who have great brains and who are able to articulate great thoughts and who are able to convince people who are maybe not sure where they stand on a certain issue about their point of view. I think that's very powerful because I meet a lot of people who don't really have an opinion, don't have a position, they don't think much about the world. They're kind of more interested in likes and shares and being followed and being popular. So this is obviously something that appeals to a lot of people who are young and old, because you want to see brilliance, right? And there's some fairly brilliant debaters here, otherwise they wouldn't have woken up this morning and come through to see us or be taking part in this competition. Is there a prize?
there are awesome prizes, but we're trying to keep those on the down low for now. We want to surprise them on Sunday. Yes, but there
cash?
Are prizes involved. I don't know. It might be cash. I don't know.
Gold?
We'll see. It might be a plane. We'll see.
A car? That would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. So how did you get involved in debating?
I started debating very early, actually, in primary, because my English teacher said I'm just so loud and opinionated, I should put it to good use.
Those used to be insults, but that's actually a compliment.
So I joined debating, I think it was in grade 6, and I've just continued throughout high school.
And what about you, Thea? How did you get involved?
Very similar situation, you know. I was in grade 7. I was a very boisterous young child who was very...
You seem so shy now.
No, not really. Who was highly opinionated, you know. Okay. And in primary school, I was often condemned for my highly opinionated nature,
What kinds of things got you into trouble? What sort of opinions?
Give me
an example.
Well, just simply being very vocal about certain issues, like, you know, things like calling out racism, like people who were...
But that's so easy these days.
But I mean, when I was younger, young people just didn't, they weren't used to people who were so highly opinionated.
Especially then. How old are you now?
Yeah, I'm now 15. I'm in grade 10.
Wow.
Then I was probably a 13. Yeah.
13, you were calling out the bad people.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I got into debating as a way to constructively, you know, voice these opinions. And because of my... passion for the acquisition of knowledge and applying this knowledge, I feel that debating is an excellent platform to do that. So that's some of the main reasons why I got into debating.
Matlako, what about you?
Madzanga.
You're Madzanga, you're Matlako.
Yes.
Sorry. Madzanga, tell me about yours, your experience of how this all started.
Alright, so like contrary to like these two stories, I was like a very shy child. I was very quiet, didn't really want to speak. I was just like in my own bubble. And my mom was like, She was worried about the fact that I don't really like do stuff at school besides go to school. So she kind of forced me to do something, and I'm not into sports at all. So I kind of didn't have a choice. So I started debating, and like I started debating, and the first week I fell in love. Like I just loved it. Like it was like all these things that I didn't know I wanted to say. Debate made me realize I want to say these things, and I'm passionate about, you know,
speaking.
What's
the best thing about a debate? Is it when you just know it's going well and you feel like you've made a really good point and people applaud? When is the moment that you feel the best about this? Or is it afterwards when you go, yeah, I think that came across quite well?
I think the best moment in debating, or like for me personally,
is when you smash your opponent.
Well, that's awesome too. I mean, it's always great to just be like, you know they lost because you were like that awesome. Okay. But like also for me, like the best thing about debating is when they give you like a motion to debate about and you're completely on the side that you personally don't agree with, and you have to advocate for something that you wouldn't normally think about.
Ah.
So it forces you to have a different perspective on everything.
That's brilliant, because I often meet people who give me the impression that they've never heard the other side of the argument. That they've never heard a good argument against their own position.
Yeah.
And those people go into a battle without any weapons. It's crazy,
true,
right?
Yeah.
So what about you, Hayden, when you get involved in these things? What kind of issues get you fired up? I mean, could I give you any topic and you'd go and research it and you'd be prepared to debate it, even if you don't feel that that's the kind of position you would take normally?
I feel like that's the whole point of debating.
That's the challenge,
yes,
right?
Because I feel like we get so complacent with our points of views, and especially in the society that we live in, it's more like, because we don't ever really receive a lot of challenges if we're living that low-key lifestyle. We're really content to just go through our lives. But when I got involved in debating, because I had a very narrow view of life. I used to believe, like, you know, the United Kingdom is just great because they had this really cool empire. But I didn't actually delve into, like, the intricacies of what that empire really did. And I started to realize that there's more than one perspective. I started to realize that you can look at things from not only one point of view. There are all these different actors that are involved in a situation. And because it really broadened my horizons, and that opened up my entire mind to really how the world actually works. And that's like the whole key part of debating. It's that epiphany when you realize that this side has valid arguments, but so does this side. And then you've got to weigh these up to see which one is actually valid.
But that sometimes those are not equal. Like sometimes an argument might be, it might be an opposing argument. It might have some validity, but it's not an equivalent argument.
Yeah. It's all about what we prioritize in our society at that moment in time. Now, and what's going to improve our future.
Now, Lady, do you feel that most people who have opinions have done the homework? Like a lot of people you meet every day, you meet someone who's got an opinion, right? And a lot of these people don't necessarily do the research. Like, there's work that's required. If you're going to be a good debater, if you're going to be someone who can explain a position in a cogent sense, you need to spend a bit of time doing research, right? You can't just go into this without any idea.
Yeah, for me, I feel like most people don't actually do the research, but then they just listen to other people's opinions, and then they formulate their own little opinion on based on like what other people are saying.
Yeah,
and
you see a lot of that on social media too.
Yes, yeah. You do. And then when you start contradicting them, they don't have any things to support what they're saying. They just repeat and repeat the opinion, and then you try to ask them like substantiate why you're saying this. Give me proof as to why you're saying this, and they never like have the opinion, like the substantiation for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite curious about any of you having an experience where people, because if you debate, you get quite passionate about things, right? That doesn't mean you're arguing. It doesn't mean you're looking for a fight. But sometimes some people interpret that as you being very, and particularly there's like a bit of a sexist thing in society. If a woman is very opinionated, they immediately assume that she's strident, she's full of herself, that she's what a bitter woman, or she's angry, or she's... Do you get that a lot? Like when you're passionate about something and you feel you have a certain take on an issue in society or in the news or whatever.
Yeah.
That it does happen. Like it happens a lot. So when debating opens up like your mind to different perspectives, you have like a wider range of information and different things. And when you like call out ignorance, people feel attacked because they've never had to like substantiate
account for themselves.
Yeah, so they feel very, very attacked, and so they like attack the one thing that they can attack about what you're saying, and they call you emotional or oversensitive, or I was just saying you don't need to argue with me. So when they feel attacked about like the opinions that they've never had to account for, they you know back you into a corner, and they you know they cling on to the easiest thing that they can, which is to say that you're too emotional, or you're always arguing, it's not necessary.
Now, Mahlako, what about if people say that you have to have a certain opinion because you are a woman, or because you are black, or because you are X, Y, and Z? You know, this idea of identity politics, the idea that you need to follow the party line on something because that's where you come from. In other words, that your individual experience doesn't matter.
Well, I think that's problematic because a lot of that is rooted in just stereotypes. But, like, you can't even bring across an opinion or make a statement without someone bringing your race into it. And most people think it's always a black woman that's going to talk about her race and her gender. And it's people say, like, I can't just make a generic statement. Someone will always say, yeah, so there she goes again. Oh, my gosh, is everything about you? I'm like, I didn't even mention the fact that I'm black. Can I just say something without my gender playing a part?
They're projecting their stuff onto you, right?
So it is problematic because it feels like your opinions aren't validated, and you're always trying to look for a fight. You're always trying to talk about politics even when you're not.
Thea, how important is confidence if you're going to be a good debater?
Confidence is actually one of the most essential tools that you need to come across as very eloquent and persuasive, you know. On the flip side, if you're not confident and you're looking to boost your confidence, which is essential for the working world and development of interpersonal skills, you would obviously get into debating because it allows you to get out of your shell a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to get exposed to so many facets of the world that you would have never imagined you would be exposed to. And the amount of confidence you gain from and the amount of personal fulfillment you gain from constructively voicing your opinion, having your opinion heard, is just an amazing feeling. And I feel like if you want to like increase your confidence levels or like just gain more confidence and become more eloquent, you would definitely get into debating. It's very essential.
Yeah, I think what you guys are doing is terrific. I love hearing from smart people, and I love hearing from people who are willing to espouse sometimes unpopular opinions, because that's the really hard thing to do. Yeah. If you're going to be debating on the side that everybody in the room is on, that is going to sound like wallpaper, even if you're really good at it. It's the voice that is in opposition to that we need to listen to the loudest. You think so?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just want to say something.
Even if we disagree, by the way.
Yes,
you don't need to always agree with something in order to understand it or pay attention to it.
I'd just like to bring something to the table here a little bit. We had a discussion, I think it was yesterday or the day before, like we had a session with Bongani and his team, and we were discussing Nelson Mandela and his legacy, you know. And we had a very contentious and heated debate and conversation about Nelson Mandela and his legacy. And what I picked up from that conversation is that not everybody feels that Nelson Mandela and his legacy was good. And I felt like all debaters in that room were not afraid to voice that opinion, regardless of who from the foundation was present. They were so open and so vulnerable and so honest with what they felt. And I feel like in a country like South Africa, where the youth plays such a big role in social progression and development, it was so necessary to have that conversation, because you get to see, hold on, there's a flip side to everything, even the good. So it was amazing to be exposed to that. And I mean, before we continue, I'd like to thank the foundation.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
And Chimong for everything, because it's one thing to bring smart people together in like a space where you can, you
careful
know,
now, you
interact.
Can't say you're smart. Some people are going to get
Well, I mean,
I'll say it. You're smart.
Thank you. Well,
all of you.
You know, bring us all together in such a regard, you know, but it's like, I don't think the foundation understands how much it means to us, because it's just such a phenomenal platform.
I want
South
us
Africa.
To start a debate podcast. I want us to put together.
Yes.
Where you guys can have these debates and people can hear them, because you can only fill a room with so many people.
Yeah.
If you have a podcast, you can go out to millions.
Mm.
We need to put this together and we need to do it ASAP.
Yes,
definitely. Get two people every week, or a team of people on one side, team of people on the other side, and get all these big issues in society debated intelligently and in a sensible way by people who are not emotional about the results.
Yeah.
And then we can figure out our way forward. We're all so caught up in how we feel about things that we stop thinking.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can create conversation and discourse about these ideas. It's the only way.
Well, I'm very impressed. Naledi, thank you very much. And Hayden, thank you. Thea, Mahlako, and Mazanga, thank you so much for coming.
Thank
it's a pleasure to meet
us.
All of you.
Thank
we will continue these conversations, because I think what you guys are doing is terrific. And congratulations to the Nelson Mandela Foundation for getting behind this, and to Tsimung, who are an organization that partners with them to create communications platforms that encourage critical thinking. And we will start doing more of this stuff here on cliffcentral.com. You don't need mainstream media for this stuff. You want to be here.
Yeah.
So let's get it going, all right?
All right.
You guys really are the future, and I'm not saying that in some patronizing way. Take it on. Good work.
This is cliffcentral.com.